It's the Reality Talk Radio Show, real life, real talk, brought to you by Inspirations and the Cove Center for Recovery. I'm Jerry Hester, along with the proprietors of Inspirations and the Cove Center, Chris Walsh and Karen Walsh. Joining us today in studio, the medical director of both centers, Dr. Antonio DiFilippo. Welcome back, doctor. It's been a couple of weeks. We need to catch up on fishing stories, I hear. And also joining us in studio for the entirety of the show, Steve Smith. Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a member of Narcotics Anonymous. I used to use drugs, you know, I went into treatment. I actually went into detox, and I found a new way to live, man. Like I went into the program of Narcotics Anonymous after I got out of treatment. I came down from New York, and I came into a program, and I found out about the program of Narcotics Anonymous, and
did it work for you, Steve?
Yeah, sure did. Mm-hmm. Sure did. Treatment worked for me.
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about detox. There's several different ways to go there.
Right. Cold turkey.
You can go cold turkey and deal with it through NA, AA, or you can go into treatment and detox there. And I got to imagine, you know, like anything else, doctor, you can probably tell this better than anybody else. Each individual case is different. There are no two people alike. There are no two addictions that are alike.
That's absolutely true. Actually, a lot of times it depends on what substances we're talking about, whether you even need to go to detox or not, whether you really benefit from it or not. But certainly in some situations, it can actually be quite dangerous not to. In others, it's really not necessary to go to detox. So it's important to get informed about that stuff.
Well, if any of this sounds familiar to you, if you or a loved one or a spouse or just a friend, a casual acquaintance is having a problem, we're here to help. We've got a pretty good cast of experts here today, panel of experts, I should say. And you can call us at 866-610-6397, 866-610-6397, or for AT&T wireless customers, simply dial *610.
And Dr. D, for our listeners, can you explain what you think as far as detox goes? What are the dangers in detox? What drugs definitely need detox? What kind of detox that is? Because I know benzos are dangerous, alcohol, you know, and other things. If you explain to our listeners, what's the most dangerous drug to detox from that you should never cold turkey?
Yeah, you know, probably the most dangerous is a drug that's not really that commonly used anymore, which are the benzodiazepines, which are used very commonly in alcohol, are very, very high on the list. And other things like some of the anti-seizure medications that we use also need to be detoxed. But, you know, those were kind of very, very popular in the 50s and not so popular anymore. One of them is Noctec, chloral hydrate, those kind of medications, which people still use today.
For what would somebody use that to get high?
Well, you know, really, they're sleeping medications and or seizure medications. But, you know, obviously, since they're so sedating, some people do use them to get high. It's very uncommon. Those are the highest danger. The next level down is benzodiazepines and alcohol. And, everybody's heard of the DTs or delirium tremens.
Sure.
Once you're in the DTs, you have about a 20% mortality rate. That's pretty, pretty high.
You know, and you don't think of alcohol, you know, as being like that because, you know, you quit drinking, you go to AA and, you know, you find the higher power and do the steps and everything. But actually, I was reading, I actually bought it for my brother for his birthday, but I read it before I gave it to him. Sorry, Bob. And I was reading a book about Townes Van Zandt, the songwriter. He wrote Pancho and Lefty, and yep. he was a notorious drunk, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say he was an alcoholic because alcoholics go to meetings. And they told him when he left the hospital that if he quit drinking, he was going to die. Is that just an extreme, extreme case?
No, that's very possible.
So he would have to be weaned pretty
correct,
much.
Correct. what happens in the delirium tremens, one of the symptoms of delirium tremens is seizures. And sometimes a seizure can become permanent. Mm-hmm. It's called status epilepticus. And once that happens, it's very, very difficult to stop that seizure. And in that seizure, your muscles tighten up so much, you don't get the oxygen you need, and a lot of other things can go on. And certainly that's part of the process of how people die when they go into DTs. So, you know, in those kind of scenarios, it's very important to have some kind of detox. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be necessarily inpatient. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to go to the hospital. But what detoxification in this sense means is that you're slowly weaning off of whatever substance, or you're substituting that substance with something else that you can slowly wean off of.
Oh,
and
okay.
You're also, you know...
Hence methadone.
Right.
Also, a medical detox allows for the monitoring of that detox process so that if other situations appear to arise, then they can be treated medically. And there's people who have blood pressure issues. You can have a stroke. As you said, you can have seizures. You want to be monitoring your rate, your pulse rate, your blood pressure. You want to be monitoring all of the detox side effects so that you can prevent a problem. When you're not under a medical detox and you're on that, you're in that category of either an alcohol detox or a benzo detox, or you're in that high risk category of someone who has medical conditions that need to be monitored, like diabetes and other situations, cardiac patients and so on, then you're in a dangerous zone, and you really do take on some chances that people who do not have those medical conditions are not facing.
And Dr. D, just to get back to what you were saying, as far as the seizures go, is that the number one cause of death during the course of detox?
Seizure and stroke. One of the other, let's say, side effects of going through the DTs is what we call autonomic instability. The autonomic system is the system in our body that measures our blood pressure, for example, and our breathing rate. And
heart rate.
Other things. And so the autonomic instability means your blood pressure may shoot very, very high and drop very, very low. So you can have falls. You can have loss of consciousness. You can also have extremely high blood pressures where you have a stroke, where you might blow a plaque off of one of your arteries, you know, which is very, very common. Almost everybody has some plaques once they reach a certain age, and certainly drinkers do develop plaques. So, you know, there's other things aside from just seizures that can give you more trouble down the road. And one of the reasons why, you know, I recommend almost all my patients that are either benzodiazepines or alcohol to go through a detox rather than try to quit on their own.
And Steve, what was your drug of choice?
Crack cocaine and heroin.
All right. So when you first tried to get clean, did you go through treatment program? And did you try to do it on your own cold turkey?
Well, I tried to do it on my own at first, but, you know, like I was doing like the methadone maintenance, and it didn't work for me. And so, but when I actually end up having to go to treatment.
Okay, because
I had to go to detox, you know, and then I never thought treatment was good. You know, I never been to treatment, and I didn't think, you know, like I always believed that, you know, like you're weak if you need a treatment, you know what I mean? That's how I was brought up. But you know, I went to treatment, and like I learned some things about myself, you know, and through the detox, you know,
were you able to get the monitoring that you needed through detox?
Yeah, sure was. Yeah.
So, you know, this show is about the many ways there are to detox. Mm-hmm. So for you, the support that you received in detox and treatment helped you in your sobriety? And
definitely did. You know,
great.
It actually introduced me to the program, you know.
And that's very important, I think, Steve, what you said as far as, you know, during the course of treatment, you learned about yourself. You know, a lot of people think that you go into detox, you go into treatment, it's just about getting off the drugs. But, of course, the people in this room know better than that. It's really about, you know, what triggers you, why are you using, you know, what's going on. So I think
It's about staying off the drugs.
Yeah, it's about staying off the drugs. That's when the true work begins, is after treatment. So that's when, obviously, NA came in for you, Steve. And why don't you explain a little bit about how that works?
Well, NA, I mean, you know, I work the steps. And, you know, like I'm in treatment. I mean, I work the steps, and Narcotics Anonymous through, you know, I make meetings on a regular basis, and I'm able to learn about myself. You know, like it wasn't just about the drugs, you know, for me.
Is support a big part of NA, the camaraderie?
Well, definitely, definitely. I mean, like, we have all type of activities, you know. I have friends that don't use drugs now, you know. And, like, basically all my friends that are my friends don't use. And
you're pretty involved in NA, from what I understand. Aren't you part of the Broward County
Activities Committee?
Right.
Yeah, we put on activities in the Gold Coast area.
You guys have a good time, from what I understand. Barbecues and socials and functions and
conventions, dances, and yeah. Dances, picnics.
Are you a
bowling?
And are you a sponsor at this point in your life?
Yes, I do. I have one sponsee as I speak. I have a sponsor. I have a sponsee family. Matter of fact, they're all invited over to my house. Next month, we'll be having a sponsee family at my house barbecue. I just was on the phone with my sponsor, and they wanted to meet at my house, which is,
you know, you gotta commend a guy like Steve who tried on his own,
right.
And even though there's pride involved, as there is with all of us, I can do this by myself. I don't need help. Realized that he needed help, got into treatment, got into NA, and now he's sitting here talking to us when otherwise he probably wouldn't be here at all.
And absolutely. Sponsoring other people
and,
in NA.
And helping other people. That's what it's all about. That's what we do here. Give us a call. If you, someone you love, someone you know, someone you work with, you don't have to give your real name. If you need some advice, please give us a call at 866-610-6397. 866-610-6397, *610 if you're an AT&T wireless customer. We'll be right back with more on the Real Reality Talk Radio Show.
On August 2nd, time's running out.
Big crisis ahead.
We are in the midst of a debt crisis.
It is only a matter of days.
Coming up to August 2nd.
Armageddon!
The August 2nd deadline.
A global economic crisis.
This brink of default.
Because the crisis is now.
It's never happened before.
Judgment Day is coming.
The official station of August 2nd.
End of freedom as we know it.
Seriously. Debt crisis updates all day August 2nd.
Armageddon!
We'll be here. News Radio 610 WIOD.
Nobody knows.
On FM at 100.3.
What makes a salon truly superior to its competition? The answer awaits you at the Ocean Beauty Salon in the Ocean Manor Hotel on the Fort Lauderdale Beach. A full-service salon and spa that's open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., featuring a unique Dominican and Peruvian touch. A team of experienced professionals is ready to welcome you, pamper you, and astound you. From head to toe, artful hair styling, including treatments such as keratin relaxers, texturing and deep conditioning, skincare, including facials and waxings, manicures, pedicures, and makeup. Treat yourself to a Swedish or deep tissue massage. Try a massage on the beach. Relaxing, rejuvenating, relieving, remarkable. The Ocean Beauty Salon. Call for an appointment today. 954-563-9355. That's 954-563-9355. The Ocean Beauty Salon and the Ocean Manor Hotel, 4040 Galt Ocean Drive, Fort Lauderdale.
It's time for another WIOD book review. There's a new book hitting the stands by Terry Lee Vail, Salter's Creek, A Parable of Life. It's a story of the triumph of the human spirit, a coming-of-age story. The book asks readers to look deep within their hearts and to find what matters most in life. This thought-provoking and entertaining read is now available in most bookstores. Visit Amazon.com to read a sample. Search for Salter's Creek by Terry Lee Vail.
Even the sun, in its wisdom, travels west from Miami to set beyond the sophisticated Naples Inn on Fifth Boutique Hotel and the nearby Gulf Beach. Now you can follow for a midweek break amidst the glittering Naples shops and restaurants along fabulous Fifth Avenue as low as $109 per night. Call 888-403-8778 or visit innonfifth.com.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the sun is shining longer in these summer months, there are still dark days for the homeless and needy of South Florida. Struggling to eat, without a home, and losing hope each day, the homeless men, women, and children of our community need your support more than ever. The meals we serve at the Miami Rescue Mission and Broward Outreach Centers give hungry and homeless people the food that they crave, but it is only with the hope of a meal that they are able to find out about our life-changing programs. Call 1-800-817-HOPE to get involved today.
When I grow up, my dream is to be a veterinarian.
My dream is to be a video game designer.
My dream is to be a writer.
Every teen is still a child with a dream. Don't let drug abuse steal your teen's dream. Call Inspirations Teen Rehab at 888-757-6237.
Do you have a dream?
Inspirations Teen Rehab.
Restoring dreams, saving lives.
They say too much of a good thing can be bad, but not when that good thing is me, Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays at noon, News Radio 610 WIOD.
It's the Reality Talk Radio Show, real life, real talk, brought to you by Inspirations and the Cove Center for Recovery. I'm Jerry Hester, along with Chris Walsh, Karen Walsh, Dr. Antonio DiFilippo, and Steve Smith joining us in studio. Doctor, I've got a question for you. We were talking about this a little bit on break. We're talking about detox today, and if you have anyone in your life that needs some help, we have the advice for you right here, the panel of experts. Call us, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers. Folks that have been prescribed drugs, a medication, and they're not abusing it, and they've been taking it for years, they still sometimes need detox to stop taking these medications.
Absolutely. You know,
it doesn't have to be an abuse situation for someone to need detox.
Not at all. The brain, the way the brain works is that it upregulates the receptors for anything that when you start seeing more and more of it. So, you know, something, for example, like a benzodiazepine like Xanax. Xanax works on what we call the GABA receptor, and it has its own site there. And as it sees more and more Xanax, it puts up more and more receptors, and these receptors get filled like a lock and key, okay? And once those receptors stay pretty full for a while, when you start pulling the chemical off of them, they start to have a reaction in a different, the electrical system of our brain starts to change, and it starts getting hungry for that chemical. So it, regardless of whether it's being abused or being used regularly, and you start seeing the withdrawal symptoms. The withdrawal symptoms a lot of times can just be irritability. They can range from things like irritability, poor sleep, all the way to tremor, and of course seizures and so on and so forth. So when the number of receptors start being more open, you have to fill them with something. And generally what we do is, and we talked about this on the last show, we use a longer acting drug. Mm-hmm. So it stays on the receptor a longer time.
Right.
And it kind of stabilizes those brain cells. And then slowly withdraw that longer acting drug so that the withdrawal symptoms are less. And the withdrawal symptoms never, ever fully go away while you're withdrawing somebody. You just want to lessen them to where it's reasonable.
Manageable.
We were talking a little bit about heroin abuse with Steve. And,
that would be heroin, Dr. D.
That's right.
That's the word.
I think that's a bird.
No.
But, you know,
I like the way Steve says it. Can you say that again?
Heroin.
There you go.
I like that.
That's a New York accent.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And with that, it's less life-threatening, and certainly it can be in extreme situations, but usually that's more of a comfort issue than a life-threatening issue. In other words, you know.
So is it technically not a detox?
No. We do detox people. I mean, and people do get into trouble from withdrawal from opiates. It's less common. And it's less severe.
And does it change with age?
You know, that's a good question. I think it changes with length of use more than anything else. But, you know, a lot of people go cold turkey. Does anybody know where cold turkey comes from?
No, do you?
No.
Yeah,
no.
When you withdraw from heroin, you have goose flesh, right? Everybody gets goosebumps.
Right.
And it looks like you look like a frozen turkey. So they call it going cold turkey.
I never knew that.
Without withdrawal.
We are in the know.
I never knew that.
This is much more important than all my medical knowledge.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But with heroin, you know, it's more about getting the patient to be able to stop. And, you know, they try to go cold turkey a lot. And they'll go through it 2-3 days, and then they just can't take the withdrawal symptoms anymore and relapse. And that kind of on and off actually sets up the brain even worse than almost staying continuous up. Use. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, it's kind of like, anybody ever use a slot machine in here?
Yes, sure. Mm-hmm. Of course.
It doesn't pay off every time, right?
No.
It pays off on a variable interval, what we call in psychology. And that is more rewarding than if it paid off every time. Because if it paid off every time, you put in a quarter, it pays you a quarter, put in a quarter, paying you a quarter, you go, okay, this is stupid. Sure. Yeah. However, if you put in a quarter 1,000 times and then it pays you $500 one time.
The anticipation.
Correct. So that on and off of quitting and restarting is actually worse for the overall addiction.
See, I don't have patience for that. So I just play the change machine.
That's right. Yeah, you put in a dollar, you get four quarters.
Yeah, that's perfect. It sounds the same.
So, Dr. D, is that why, you know, obviously, you know, we own treatment centers and we see a lot of the unfortunately, people OD. And is that a lot of times when people come off again, then go back on again, they think they can pick up where they left off? And
yes, that can happen. Frequently what happens is they get a batch that's got a little different potency in it. Or they get a bad batch.
Janis Joplin.
And and so, you know, when they think they're shooting, 10 milligrams or shooting 100 milligrams, and that's it. The other thing is, we talked about this a couple shows ago, is that, you know, you get tolerance a different way for different parts of your body. So your brain, that part that goes, oh, it feels so good, gets tolerance a lot faster than your breathing receptors. So you need more and more and more to feel that high. However, you don't need more and more and more to lower your breathing to zero.
Yeah.
And so the people are chasing that high and trying to get that same level that they got the first time they used it and end up killing themselves because they go over the threshold for breathing and they just stop breathing. So it gets to be a very dangerous game as people use more and more.
And I know we spoke about it. You just mentioned it and you spoke about it a couple of weeks ago as far as addiction is considered when tolerance starts to increase. What about like what Jerry was mentioning before? I think maybe it was even on break. We were talking about, you have some people that are elderly. My grandmother's been taking a 0.1 Xanax or whatever it is for 40 years every night before she goes to bed. Now, is it a placebo effect at this point? I mean, because shouldn't her tolerance have raised?
Partly. Not everybody's tolerance is the same. That's why not everybody that uses a benzo becomes an addict. Or that uses an opiate becomes an addict. A lot of people get opiates when they get surgery and they get weaned off and they're fine afterwards. Notice the weaned off part. They should be weaned off anyway, okay? Even for those kind of things. And they frequently are. You know, when the doctors are taking care of them, the pain docs, you know, they almost always wean the patients. They never stop them all at once. Unless it becomes, you know, that they lost their script and lost their medicines and, you know, it becomes one of those things where they're starting to worry about abuse. That brain can probably doesn't get as much tolerance as the brain that's more of an addict brain that gets tolerance right away. And, you know, when you talk to people that are addicts, like, for example, use alcohol, you tell them, you know, I had a huge tolerance right from the beginning, you know, when you ask them. And they could drink 4 or 5 drinks when they were 15 and had never drank before and didn't get really drunk. That brain is different. From, like, for example, the first time I drank when I was probably 15, I had some wine in Italy in a summer break and was basically drunk with one glass of wine because my brain didn't tolerate it at all. So that makes a big difference.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm one of those people with low tolerances. I can't even take a Tylenol PM without a half of one without feeling it for a couple of days.
Right.
And, you know, when they do prescribe me opiates, I can't wait to stop taking them. Because they don't make me feel good. I'm just one of those guys. I guess I'm one of the lucky ones.
And that's the difference.
Yeah.
And that's the difference.
Genetics has a lot to do with it.
Big difference. We need to take a break for news, and we'll come back. If you need help, if you know someone that needs help, we're here with your advice. Doesn't cost anything. Toll free from anywhere. 866-610-6397. 866-610-6397. Star 610 if you're an AT&T wireless customer. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, I'm Erica Rodriguez. Senators are on notice they might be called back to vote at any time as their leaders try to work out another debt default deal and a stunning admission of guilt for a heinous murder of a mother. Details coming up. But first, here's the latest from Dustin Weiss in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel Casino Traffic Center.
Erica, pretty smooth ride across Miami-Dade this afternoon. Some congestion slowing you down on the MacArthur Causeway eastbound on your way to the beach. Left lane of the westbound Gratney shut down due to construction just prior to 57th Avenue, and the entrance ramp from County Line Road to the Turnpike northbound shut down in the Miramar area. Broward all smooth this afternoon, and that's traffic. I'm Dustin Weiss, News Radio 610, 24-hour traffic now on the FM at 100.3.
Partly cloudy and temperatures running above normal tonight. Instead of the mid-70s, we're going to be in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Slight chance for a thunderstorm, mainly in the afternoon. Monday, partly cloudy, 91. I'm meteorologist Ed Levy for the Weather Channel on News Radio 610 WIOD and now on FM at 100.3.
It's 88 degrees in Deerfield Beach, 91 in North Miami Beach. It's 431. Lawmakers working behind closed doors as they inch closer to a deal to raise the debt limit just 2 days before the deadline.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell believes a breakthrough is very close, telling CNN there's a framework to raise the debt limit in two stages and cut $3 trillion.
Combination of discretionary cuts, both cuts now, caps over the next 10 years.
But Democratic leader Harry Reid cautions differences between the two sides remain.
Each of them must be resolved before we have a final agreement. And as we know, one problem can stop the whole agreement from going forward.
In the meantime, congressional leaders are meeting with rank and file, though both the House and Senate are in recess. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Hollywood police are looking into a woman's death, calling it suspicious, but they're not saying much more about it at this time. The woman and her early 60s husband called police after finding her unconscious in her home in the 2400 block of 57th Way. A sheriff's deputy plunges into the ocean to save a man trying to kill himself off Long Key. A Monroe County deputy responded to reports of a man who had overdosed on mushrooms last night and didn't hesitate when the man ran into the ocean saying he was going to drown himself. The deputy dropped his gun belt on the beach and held the man above water until paramedics arrived. New court documents reveal a man suspected of killing two children and then confessed to killing the children's mother. Clem Beauchamp will go on trial this week for an unrelated weapons charge. He's also suspected in the death of Felicia Brown, whose body was found in a dumpster last summer. Brown disappeared right after she had agreed to cooperate against Beauchamp in a gun case against him. And the Miami Dolphins are down yet another veteran. Head coach Tony Sparano today says the team has put left tackle Jake Long on the physically unable to perform list. He's trying to rehab a knee injury. Sparano says he hopes Long will be ready to go when the regular season opens against the New England Patriots on September 12th. And remember, you can listen to every Dolphin game live on our sister station 940 Winds, the sports animal. The next update comes your way at 5 o'clock. More of Reality Talk Radio show up next. I'm Erica Rodriguez, now on the FM at 100.3.
What makes a salon truly superior to its competition? The answer awaits you at the Ocean Beauty Salon in the Ocean Manor Hotel on the Fort Lauderdale Beach. A full-service salon and spa that's open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., featuring a unique Dominican and Peruvian touch. A team of experienced professionals is ready to welcome you, pamper you, and astound you. From head to toe, artful hair styling, including treatments such as keratin relaxers, texturing and deep conditioning, skin care, including facials and waxings, manicures, pedicures, and makeup. Treat yourself to a Swedish or deep tissue massage. Try a massage on the beach. Relaxing, rejuvenating, relieving, remarkable. The Ocean Beauty Salon. Call for an appointment today. 954-563-9355. That's 954-563-9355. The Ocean Beauty Salon and the Ocean Manor Hotel. 4040 Galt Ocean Drive, Fort Lauderdale.
Hello, my name is Amy and I work at Lowe's. Come into Lowe's today through August 1st for the Lowe's Floor Event, where you'll find lots of great flooring options for under $1 per square foot. Get Winchester Oak Laminate for just 68 cents per square foot, or find in-stock Stainmaster Carpet starting at only 98 cents per square foot. Even Marfil Ceramic Tile for only 88 cents per square foot. Come to the Lowe's Floor Event and take advantage of these great flooring offers. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offer valid through 8/111. Some restrictions apply while supplies last.
Flanagan's Rib Fest. $1 off all rib entrees. Full rack, half rack, ribs and shrimp, ribs and chicken, ribs and wings. Flanagan's legendary baby back ribs. $1 off every entree. Now through August 27th. Also, enjoy $1 off all Newcastle bottles and draft beer. Flanagan's juicy, tender, meat falls off the bone baby back ribs and Newcastle beer. $1 off. It just doesn't get any better. And now, there's Flanagan's Weekend Beer Bonanza. Every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m., 50% off all beer brands. That's right, all domestics and imports, all bottles and draft, 50% off. You don't have to buy a bucket or drink somebody else's brand to get an outrageous price. It's your brand, any brand. 50% off, 11 to 7, Saturday and Sunday. Flanagan's Rib Fest, legendary baby bag. At the lowest prices of the year. 50% does not apply to pitchers of beer. Please drink responsibly.
When I grow up, my dream is to be a veterinarian.
My dream is to be a video game designer.
My dream is to be a writer.
Every teen is still a child with a dream. Don't let drug abuse steal your teen's dream. Call Inspirations Teen Rehab at 888-757-6237.
Do you have a dream?
Inspirations Teen Rehab.
Restoring dreams, saving lives.
Reality Talk Radio. Real life, real talk, brought to you by Inspirations and the Cove Center for Recovery. I'm Jerry Hester, along with Karen Walsh. We're the last ones standing.
It's you and me, Karen.
You know what? I shouldn't have built that sports bar in my office because I knew we were going to lose these guys. Not only should I not have built it, I shouldn't have told them it was there.
Oh, yeah.
So they're down in there in my office smoking cigars and putting their feet up and watching NASCAR.
They need Nicotine Anonymous. They're all,
yeah, right.
You know,
that's something that I wanted to ask the doctor about.
Mm-hmm.
I've read studies that say that nicotine is more addictive than opiates, more physically addicting.
Well, now, I know people that have tried acupuncture, they've tried hypnosis, they've tried going cold turkey, the patch, the cigarettes, the smokeless cigarettes, everything. And it's they're still smoking. So It's a tough addiction.
And, you know, there are withdrawals.
Mm-hmm.
There are serious withdrawals sometimes. When I quit, you couldn't even ask me what time it was.
Because
I would have snapped your head off just for asking me what time it was.
And so now when you snap, what's the excuse?
I don't have one. I smoke again.
And he's a snapper.
If I snap at you, I have no excuse. But we were just talking, Doctor, while you guys were down in the sports bar I built in my office.
Should we tell them first, Jerry, that we let all our listeners know that they were smoking on the cigarette break?
No, you let them know.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Karen. We appreciate that.
They're all back. Hey, guys. Steve, you back?
Karen outed you guys, not me. I said you were sitting down in my office where I built the sports
bar,
smoking cigars and with your feet up watching NASCAR.
Oh, Mrs. DeFilippo, I just remembered she's not going to be too happy, Antonio.
She's never too happy with me, one way or another.
Oh, no. So now you just made it a little bit easier.
That's right.
It's called marriage.
I didn't see it. I didn't see Antonio smoking.
Did you know that marriage was the leading cause of divorce in this country?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's our drum sound?
Anyway, we started talking about nicotine and the withdrawals from that, and I'd read a study that nicotine was more physically addicting than opiates.
It is. Actually, the amount of physical addiction has to do with how quickly the chemical gets to your brain. That's, for example, crack cocaine is probably the fastest of all of them, which is just milliseconds. Nicotine is very similar.
Yeah, I like to stand on my head when I smoke cigarettes, so it goes there quickly.
So you get you get high off it, yeah.
Anything that's smoked is actually very, very fast, and snorted is very, very fast because the vasculature in the head, there's a great deal of it, in the mucous membranes, like inside of your nose and inside of your mouth. So it's very, very fast, and the levels get up very high.
I think the surprising thing was in that, not that nicotine was so addicting. I always thought, I guess it's just a wives' tale or a whatever you call it, an urban myth, that opiates are so physically addicting. I didn't know until I talked to you that they weren't as physically addicting as some other things. Because, you know, I've always heard of people going cold turkey, you know, with heroin. I mean, read Keith Richards' book. And
I did.
I always thought, yeah, if you want to get off drugs, read Keith Richards' book. The best way to get off drugs is not to start doing them.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was surprised to learn that they weren't nearly as physically addicting as some other things.
You know, the degree is different.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly how the severity is different. So certainly if you, for example, quit smoking cigarettes, you might have irritability, sleep well, you know, things like that. Whereas, you know, some of the dire consequences that you have with alcohol and benzodiazepines are much worse. And opiates are probably somewhere in the middle.
Right.
So, I mean, probably more towards the benzos and alcohol than they are towards the cigarettes. Another example is cocaine. Cocaine has a physical addiction, but it's not dangerous to stop.
Right.
Or it's much, much less dangerous. So that, you know, even though you can go to detox for it, and there are ways of detoxing, it's, again, mostly to keep you clean, to give you that enough clean time that you can go into treatment. You know, detox is only the beginning. It's really the first step of treatment. The let's say the mental work that you do afterwards is really what's going to keep you clean. Going to detox really doesn't guarantee anything.
Yeah, it's easy to quit. It's hard to stay quit.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And with cigarettes, I know different drugs work on different receptors. Does nicotine share the receptor with an opiate?
No, nicotine has its very own receptor.
Really?
Yes. And the nicotinic receptors are very, very common, and they're everywhere in the body.
Something tells me Big Tobacco knows that, too.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I also know that Big Steve over here knows that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
what happened recently, Steve?
Yeah, I quit for 2 years, and I just recently smoked, and I took off right where I left off.
I'll just have one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those receptors are very, very strong.
Yeah, you can smoke OPCs for about a week. Other people's cigarettes?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah. It didn't last.
Leave it to
Jerry
to know what OPC is.
I might have written it. I don't know.
So regarding treatment then, in support of treatment, since I'm a therapist, I want to mention that what people get by going into treatment as opposed to cold turkey is similar to what Steve is mentioning, that the support is there. And what you just mentioned, Dr. DeFilippo, is that once you've detoxed, the underlying reasons often that brought you to use drugs emerge. Coping skills, stressful situations, trauma events in your life, traumatic events in your life, and just the overall support that you need while you're transitioning through the detox and the recovery process is what treatment provides. Similarly, wouldn't you say, Steve, that that's what NA would provide without the help of therapists,
definitely,
but through support?
Definitely. Yeah, you definitely need it. It's all about the support. You know, once you, I mean, you're on your own now. You know, I mean, after treatment, it's about recovery, you know, and it's an ongoing process. And the support is the big thing. You know, that's like what NA is all, you know, like recovery is all about, you know, and working the steps. And it's about finding out things about yourself, you know.
And how about meetings? I know that there's meetings almost every hour.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere there's always a meeting.
I mean, I'm a meeting maker. I try to make 2 meetings a day, you know. And
what do you get out of it?
I get all kinds. I mean, like, I get to play cards, you know, in between a meeting. It's about the fellowship, you know. Okay. I get to fellowship with people
And people that have been through the same thing that you've been through,
exactly.
Of course. You know, it's hard to, as you were explaining, Steve, with the crack cocaine and the heroin, it's hard for you to sit down and talk to somebody that's not an addict. They have no idea what you've gone through. So I would think that was the key. And for our listeners out there that don't know, when Steve refers to the steps are both AA and NA. It's basically, I guess you could explain it as a self-inventory.
The 12 steps to recovery.
Steps is basically doing, mm-hmm. you know.
All the A's. The yeah. GAs, right. the SAs, the NAs, the AAs.
It's just a 12-step program.
And a lot of people don't realize one thing about NA. AA, of course, goes back in the 40s. NA is a lot newer, but
1953.
Yeah, but back in the day.
Really? That long ago?
Yeah, back in the day.
California.
They weren't allowed to congregate.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That was a bit of information that Steve gave us recently.
Drug addicts weren't allowed to congregate or they get arrested.
Was that when they stopped putting cocaine in Coca-Cola and everybody revolted and they invented NA?
I guess.
I think you might be right.
Would have been in the 30s.
So, Steve, I also heard from several people who are recovering that AA and NA also keeps it real, the recovery process. It keeps it in the forefront of your mind versus people who don't go to meetings can often forget about the reasons that recovery has been so helpful for them. And tell us about that.
We call it keeping it green, but because, you know, we've always have newcomers showing up, you know, so. I'm coming up on like 6 years. So me as a meeting maker, when people show up, you know, and like you just understand that it don't work. You know what I'm saying? Like using don't work. They're constantly coming in. You know, some people are coming relapse and they'll be out maybe a month. And when they come back, you get to see the results. You know what I mean? You get to see what drugs are doing to people, you know, and that helps.
You know, I know people that have been clean and sober for 20, 25 years, still go to meetings every day.
Sure. I know a guy with 50 years clean.
And he still goes to meetings.
That's right. Shows up.
That's why they're still clean.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to take a break and we'll come back and talk more. We'd like to talk to you. If you or anyone you know, you don't have to give your real name. You can make one up, disguise your voice, whatever. Call us 866-610-6397. 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T wireless customers. We're here each and every Sunday to help you. It's the Reality Talk Radio Show.
And I also think maybe I'm very old-fashioned. A promise made ought to be a promise kept. And I think it's really that simple.
Sean Hannity.
If I make a promise and I shake your hand and I say, if you elect me, I'm going to do this.
Monday evening at 6.
I'm not going to compromise. It's the equivalent politically, in my view, of read my lips, no new taxes, and backing off, and there will be a political price to pay.
It's red, white, and Sean.
I would bash their faces. I would kick the living...
Figuratively speaking. Yeah. News Radio 610 WIOD.
What makes a salon truly superior to its competition? The answer awaits you at the Ocean Beauty Salon in the Ocean Manor Hotel on the Fort Lauderdale Beach. A full-service salon and spa that's open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., featuring a unique Dominican and Peruvian touch. A team of experienced professionals is ready to welcome you, pamper you, and astound you. From head to toe, artful hair styling, including treatments such as keratin relaxers, texturing and deep conditioning, skincare, including facials and waxings, manicures, pedicures, and makeup. Treat yourself to a Swedish or deep tissue massage. Try a massage on the beach. Relaxing, rejuvenating, relieving, remarkable. The Ocean Beauty Salon. Call for an appointment today. 954-563-9355. That's 954-563-9355. The Ocean Beauty Salon and the Ocean Manor Hotel, 4040 Galt Ocean Drive, Fort Lauderdale.
It's time for another WIOD book review. There's a new book hitting the stands by Terry Lee Vail, Salter's Creek, A Parable of Life. It's a story of the triumph of the human spirit, a coming-of-age story. The book asks readers to look deep within their hearts and to find what matters most in life. This thought-provoking and entertaining read is now available in most bookstores. Visit Amazon.com to read a sample. Search for Salter's Creek by Terry Lee Vail.
Even the sun, in its wisdom, travels west from Miami to set beyond the sophisticated Naples Inn on Fifth Boutique Hotel and the nearby Gulf Beach. Now you can follow for a midweek break amidst the glittering Naples shops and restaurants along fabulous Fifth Avenue as low as $109 per night. Call 888-403-8778 or visit innonfifth.com.
When I grow up, my dream is to be a veterinarian.
My dream is to be a video game designer.
My dream is to be a writer.
Every teen is still a child with a dream. Don't let drug abuse steal your teen's dream. Call Inspirations Teen Rehab at 888-757-6237.
Do you have a dream?
Inspirations Teen Rehab.
Restoring dreams, saving lives.
Local news, traffic, and weather at the top and bottom of every hour.
Okay, no more conversations about age on this show, okay? Just for the record, I do comb in the gray on my beard, and yes,
purpose.
I left it in a little too long. They told me it makes you look distinguished, so, and I left it in a little too long. You guys buying this? Because we are being recorded here video-wise, so I just wanted to get that out of the way. It's a reality talk radio show, real life, real talk. We kid around, but we're serious. We're brought to you by Inspirations and the Cove Center for Recovery. I'm Jerry Hester with Chris Walsh, Karen Walsh, Dr. Antonio DiFilippo, medical director of both centers, and joining us from AANA, Steve Smith.
Hey.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Steve has some information for our listeners who are considering Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous. What do you want to share with us?
Well, if you need any help, we have a hotline, which is the South Florida Regional NA Hotline, and the number is 866-288-6262. The website is NA South Florida Regional, www.sfrna.org. If you need help, just call the hotline, and you always have someone to talk to.
Okay, and also, I think there's a worldwide website, na.org. As a matter of fact, I was on the website just a few minutes ago, and I saw that there's this worldwide, right, Steve?
Right, worldwide.
What is a worldwide convention in San Diego?
World Convention. It's in San Diego, Labor Day weekend. It's in San Diego, California. There's Narcotics Anonymous is a worldwide fellowship, and there'll be people from all over the world, Iran, Australia, Japan, China, all the 52 states, Alaska, and it's a convention, and you get to understand that this is a worldwide disease. The fellowship is worldwide. We have parties, we have, there's concerts.
So good times.
Good times, pool parties.
So are you going?
I hope to be going.
You have to learn to say hi, Steve, in all those different languages.
All right. Mark Stein from Vanilla Fudge that was on our last show, he's going to be there. He's playing there.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
As a matter of fact. So I understand you have a mission statement prepared by someone special in your life. Who is it?
Yeah, it's Kristen.
Oh, it's Kristen.
Hello, Nico.
Yeah, Kristen and Nico are listening.
We have a
what is it? The
National
NA mission?
Drug and Alcohol Treatment Hotline, and it is www.recovery-world.com, and our vision is that every addict in the world has the chance to experience our message and find an opportunity for a new way of life. And I'd like to thank Kristen and say hello to my son, Nico.
Well, it was nice that she prepared that for us.
Hello, Kristen, Nico.
Hi, Kristen,
Nico. We know Kristen, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, she's a really great girl.
Great person.
Yeah. So, Dr. D, what about marijuana? Because that's always a hot topic on this show. What's the detox deal there, and what's your thoughts on it?
Physical or psychological addiction there?
Physical. Let's talk. Treatment would handle, I guess.
It's always both. Those two things go hand in hand, and it's very, very difficult to separate the two.
What about the receptors? Are there?
That's another good one. Actually, the human body has its own THC receptors.
And the guys in Mexico and Colombia know that.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They're in with the guys in Raleigh.
Oh, yeah.
Winston-Salem.
That's very
right.
Interesting. These molecules are very old, and they've been around the world for a long, long time. And as animals, evolve, they evolve receptors for certain things. Tobacco has been around for a long, long time, and so has cannabis. So it does have its own receptor. As far as withdrawal, it's a lot like cigarettes. There's a lot of behavioral withdrawal. There's a lot of emotional issues with the withdrawal. not so much physical as we would expect. You know, sometimes you can have some nausea, you can have some changes, but it's very, you know, most of the withdrawal is milder compared to other
things. You're not going to die coming off of marijuana.
No, no. So that's one of the things that, you know, when I hear that in my office and somebody says, look, doc, you know, I've got this great job and I want to keep it and I've got to quit smoking pot. What can I do? I usually tell them to start weaning. You know, actually, the first step in quitting anything is knowing how much you're using. That includes cigarettes.
Being honest with yourself.
And being honest with
yourself. Part of the program, right, Steve?
Right. Honesty.
And so, you know, I tell them how much you're using, how often are you using. Let's see if we can figure out which is the easiest one. Let's say you're smoking 10 times a day, okay? Let's figure out which one of those smoking episodes is the easiest one to give up. It's not going to be the first one in the morning, like for cigarettes. It's not going to be one after meals. It's not going to be the one with a cup of coffee. Figure out which one it is, and let's eliminate that. Let's go down to 9 times a day, and let's do that for a month. There's no, you know, sometimes there's a rush, but sometimes there isn't. When there's a rush, sometimes I'll use other medications, and there are some medications that are not FDA approved for withdrawal, but we do use them, and they do help lighten the withdrawal. One of the examples is Wellbutrin. Okay, Wellbutrin is well known for cigarettes. Cigarette smoking. Sometimes I use it for marijuana, and it does help some of my patients.
Why would you use that? That's an antidepressant?
That is an antidepressant.
Why would you use that?
Remember, the brain has, we have a lot of chemicals floating around the brain, but the major players are really major players in almost everything. You know, so there's a lot of crosstalk with these. One of them is dopamine, the other one is norepinephrine. Those are the two big ones that work in the brain. So as far as addictions, so when you manipulate those neurotransmitters, those chemicals, you can sometimes help with some of the cravings, okay. You know?
Well, then when you're talking about neurotransmitters and the receptors, why is it, in your words, that some people who would smoke marijuana really don't trigger those receptors and other people want more of it and become marijuana addicts?
There's a lot of different reasons. And in addiction altogether, you know, some of us have more receptors, some of us have less receptors. Some of us have more active receptors, some of us have less active receptors. So the actual quality of the individual person's brain chemistry and the way it's set up in the architecture will dictate how much of an addicting quality something has versus something else. You know, there's a reason why drinkers like to drink and they don't necessarily use opiates. Or, you know, people that use opiates, I see it all the time. And I used to be surprised. I go, you know, you use heroin, you know, 10 times a day. You don't drink any alcohol? They're like, nope, that's not my thing. You know, those receptors are different in that particular person. So it's very individualized.
And is that the same? I'm learning a lot today, by the way. Is that the same as far as cocaine? Does cocaine have its own receptor? Does basically most of these class of drugs have their own receptors? Or are there a couple main ones that work on the same receptor?
Yeah. The ones that really have their own receptor is actually marijuana and tobacco. Everything else, you know, a lot of this, what we think of downers, go through the GABA system, G-A-B-A. The GABA system is the main system in our brain that slows everything down, okay? And so they have different receptors on the same, they have different sites where they link to the same receptor, the GABA receptor. And that includes alcohol, benzodiazepines like Valium, and sleeping medicine like Zolpidem or Lunesta. They each have their own site where they attach, but it's the same receptor.
What about, I thought there were opiate receptors.
Opiate receptors are a different receptor, and there are several opiate receptors, in fact, that we know of. I think there's at least 7. And they work differently in different parts of the brain. So it's a little more complicated than just having a receptor for every drug, but some of them do share receptors.
You know, a GABA receptor sounds like something that's in the flux capacitor. But, I'm hoping that there's a GABA ray, okay, as you cross the Jewfish Creek Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm on my way to the Keys in exactly 1 hour, so I'm hoping to slow down a little bit. Thank you for letting me know what it is in my brain that I need to pay attention to when I get down there.
You know, there's NA meetings down there, too. I was just looking it up on the computer.
Nah. It's like a joke.
Well, you'll be barefoot in it.
Like a joke, but not.
Yeah, if it had been a joke, you would have laughed. We'll take a break for news, and we'll come back with a lot more on the Reality Talk Radio Show.
South Florida's official hurricane station, News Radio 610 WIOD Miami. Now on FM at 100.3 and WBGG FM HD2.